China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region has identified 137 new asymptomatic cases of COVID-19. All were reported in Kashgar Prefecture after a 17-year-old female villager from the prefecture's Shufu County was confirmed as an asymptomatic carrier of the new coronavirus during routine nucleic acid testing. The cases were all found to be related to a factory in Shufu, where the parents of the 17-year-old villager work. An epidemiological investigation that started on Saturday has combed through all the close contacts of the new cases. Local authorities have activated a level 1 emergency response. 4 towns in Kashgar will be classified as high-risk areas starting from Monday. Kashgar has taken nucleic acid samples from over 2.8 million residents since Saturday. The prefecture is planning to provide tests to about 4.8 million people in total. The Spanish Prime Minister has announced a nationwide state of alarm to curb the spread of COVID-19. Pedro Sanchez made the announcement after Spain became the first European Union member to pass the 1 million case mark. The state of alarm starting Sunday has an original duration of 15 days, but Sanchez says his government aims to keep it in effect until May next year. It will restrict movements from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. for all regions except the Canary Islands, while social meetings will be limited to 6 in the entire country. But authorities would not impose a strict lockdown as the one introduced in March, and the country's borders will remain open. A joint statement from the U.S. State Department, Armenia, and Azerbaijan says that a humanitarian ceasefire will take effect on Monday in the Nagorno-Karabakh region. Visiting foreign ministers of Armenia and Azerbaijan have met with the U.S. Secretary of State and Deputy Secretary of State. Both ministers reaffirmed their country's commitment to implement and abide by the ceasefire agreed earlier this month. A new round of armed conflict broke out last month along the contact line of the Nagorno-Karabakh region. Two Russia-brokered ceasefire have collapsed between Armenia and Azerbaijan during the month-long conflict. The Republican-led U.S. Senate has voted to advance Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett toward final confirmation. The move came despite objections from Democrats, who argue that a winner of the November 3rd presidential election should choose the nominee. She is expected to fill the vacancy left following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Samsung Vice Chair Lee Jae-yong has attended a funeral service for his father Lee Kuan-hee. The chair of the South Korean tech giant died on Sunday at the age of 78. He had been hospitalized since he suffered a heart attack in 2014. Lee Kuan-hee is a son of Samsung founder Lee Bai-chung. He became the group chair in 1987. During his nearly 30 years of leadership, Samsung became a global brand and the world's largest maker of smartphones, televisions, and memory chips. The company accounts for 20% of the market capital on South Korea's main stock market. Lewis Hamilton has made Formula One history by winning the Portuguese Grand Prix for his 92nd career victory. He helped Hamilton break Michael Schumacher's all-time record for most F1 wins. Hamilton finished over 25 seconds ahead of Mercedes teammate Valtteri Bottas for his 8th win of another dominant season. Hamilton won his first F1 race in 2007 and the first championship the following year, but his career really took off when he replaced the retired Schumacher at Mercedes in 2013. He needs 53 more points from a maximum of 130 on offer in the remaining 5 races of the season to win a 7th title and match Schumacher's record.